This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Finally. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, the home of providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, we've had to play skip to Malou this week, but we do manage to finish off the week with on a very high end, because we're going to talk a little combat pistol craft with one of the biggest proponents of combat pistol craft. He is the head of Combat Speed LLC. He is Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm just trying to cope. I've had lots of issues this week, technical issues with the radio show. And the problem with being a gun talker and your equipment goes bad is you want to shoot it. But that's irrational. That's irrational.
Right. I get that part, but I understand the feeling.
Yeah. It'd be a little bit like you getting a bit really big class ready to go, and then you get to where you're going to be teaching the class, and they got one shooting lane, one bay for you to take everybody through.
Yeah, that'd be stressful.
Yeah, that would stress me.
Try to make it all fit, get all the work done.
With let's kick off. Let's talk a little combat pistol craft decision making. A lot of people that purport to be in the, the legal part of legal defense of people that may have to use a weapon in self-defense, they get out there and they say, if you customize your gun, you're going to look like a mad dog killer, or words to that effect. What are your thoughts on custom guns as far as a carry gun?
The first thing that comes to mind is any true custom gun builder will stand by their work. And if the gun is built to a work specification, just because it's a custom piece, doesn't make it any less of a tool. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you're running around with a nickel-plated blaster that has a half-pound trigger on it, sure, you could be painted into a corner pretty quick.
What about sights? What about stippling the grip? People with Glocks, which... You carry a Glock. I carried a Glock today.
Right.
There's a couple of things about the Glock that when it comes out of the box, it's sort of less than optimal, one being the sights.
Hang tight. That's the general impression with the plastic sights.
Yes, sir.
You're absolutely correct. But they also offer, of course, at an additional charge, and it's worth every penny, metal night sights, factory tritium sights.
Right.
They are spot on. They're very well regulated. The gun hits point of impact. And, of course, you have the durability of the steel sights.
Now, most of
an additional $75 or something like that to the base gun.
Right. But I mean, most people that
if you have not got your hands on a Gen 5 Glock, mm-hmm. you need to. The Gen 5 is the natural progression that the Glock needed to go, and they did a good job with it. You can work with the gun in your right hand, your left hand, you know, or as well as in both hands. It's very end user friendly. My go-to gun, is my 26 and the G45, which is a 9mm.
Right.
It's a 19 top end with a 17 frame. So it's the perfect balance for me because of the size of my hands. I need the additional frame space. But with the 19 top end, I can drive the gun pretty hard.
Right.
And, of course, I like to fire 115 grain bullets.
Sure.
I like the light, fast bullets.
So, but with the Glock, do they do anything with the trigger? Is it crisper now on the fifth gen?
Yes, there's two major improvements to the Gen 5. One is what I believe they're calling the Marksman barrel. It has improved polygonal rifling. They're much more accurate. The Gen 5 guns are much more accurate than any previous gen. And they changed the trigger design, its functional design, which makes it end-user friendly in respect to requiring less work to release the striker is the best way I can describe it. But the trigger, the Gen 5 trigger design has a much better feel. Now, if you have, and I'm speaking in respect to the stock triggers.
Yes, sir.
You know, if you have some aftermarket design or whatever running in your gun and it works for you and it's mechanically sound, great. But what I have done is I have found myself running the Gen 5 guns. I run them basically stock, except I do change the sights and I use Trigicon HDXR night sights.
Mm-hmm.
They're very well regulated. You can see what you need to see when the decision is to look through the sights. When the basic shooting math supports, you know, speed or necessity of shot placement.
Right. Do you would you even consider running a Gucci Glock?
I don't even like the sound of that, dude. I have never, the only thing that I have worked with in any Glocks I've fired over the years were the trigger groups.
Right.
Of course, you know, I ran Trigicon HDXRs or the standard, the first gen Trigicon HD sights. I ran those until they came out with the XRs. So, and that was no problem. I mean, as far as doing a visual shift from the standard sights to the XRs, not a problem. And I worked with various trigger groups only to return to firing stock guns.
Right.
Now, in the G45 that I'm running right now, I did a post on Facebook to reference firing exercise. Real quick, it's an IPSC target at 25 yards.
Right.
10 rounds, mount, acquire, and fire from the holster, 10 rounds in 5 seconds. The first goal is to get all your hits on target. Second goal is tighten your accuracy up to the AC zone. And then, of course, as you continue to progress, tighten your hits up to the A zone.
Okay, let's hold right there. We're coming up on the first break. I want to expand on that if we can. Talking to the head of Combat Speed LLC, that's Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly suggest
support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Super Dave Harrington, and we were just talking about a drill he was taking everybody through. And now, is this a drill that you advocate people do or work on? And real quick, if you can just describe it one more time, what you're trying to do.
Okay, well, the base construct, one, what I'd like to say right up front is this exercise specifically focuses on the individual's ability to deliver accurate fire at speed when rapid firing.
Right.
This is not an entry level exercise. If anyone, can't control a pistol in rapid fire, you have no business attempting this exercise. Okay. So having said that, it's a target, full silhouette at 25 yards. You will draw your pistol and engage the target with 10 rounds with a 5-second par time or a 5-second limit. It's very aggressive. You have to be well polished, so to speak. Your skills have to be, have a good shine to them, because everything in respect to the basic shooting math is already accomplished. What is going to happen at the target depends on the individual's ability to pay attention to what they're doing at the gun with the gun, simultaneously.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts. And you can pick and choose any one focus once you can consistently execute and keep all 10 rounds on the target. The better you get, you can start tightening up your accuracy to the AC zone, then tighten it up to the A zone. And best case scenario, if you're that good, start using the head box as your target. You see what I mean?
I do. Now, when you're talking about this drill, is this the drill that I now, if I'm carrying a Glock 26, is that the drill I should run with
a
Glock 26?
This is a technical exercise.
Okay.
The purpose of this exercise is to measure an individual's ability, provide them an opportunity to demonstrate they know and understand what the principles of marksmanship are. Okay, go ahead with your comparative.
Well, no, it wasn't comparative. I was just saying it sort of sounds like this is more of a technique mechanics drill from that last statement you made than it is worrying about which gun you're going to use to do it. Is this my primary?
This is a pure skill analysis. It can be used as a skill analysis exercise.
Right.
It can be used to measure an individual's ability. It can be used in several different manners. It just depends on, what approach, what your perspective is, and how your perspective affects your approach to, executing the, firing the exercise successfully.
That sounds like a very good exercise. 10 rounds, 5 seconds.
For example, mm-hmm. If I were to focus on doing a tactics program, at a minimum, I would expect the individuals to know how to shoot. So I could very easily select this exercise and use it as a skill evaluation exercise right up front, so I know what the individual is capable of doing or not in respect to their weapons skills. You see what I mean?
I do.
And having evaluated everybody's weapon skills, then I could roll right over into the tactics piece and have that the primary focus of training. But the skill set with the carbine and the pistol would have to already be in place. There would be no focus on my part, unless it was a safety-related issue, to even speak to it. I would expect you to know it and be able to do it. All I'm going to do is evaluate it so I can shift focus to the tactics piece and go from there.
I like the setup of that, just simply because that's something that once somebody went to a class and learned that, that's something they could replicate on their own, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, what I try to put emphasis on during a training gig of my own is I require people to take notes, because the very exercises that I am cycling you through are the same exercises that you should be practicing on your own. And I found it's much better to require someone to write it down. They're much more likely to retain the information, more so than if I were to give them a prepared handout. You know, that would probably go home into the cool pile to never be looked at again. But well, when you generate your own notes and have a what I would basically call a range journal, you know, you're more likely to retain the information and refer back to it because you put the time and energy into writing it down.
Yeah, I always find when I write something down, I have better retention of it than if somebody tells me 20 times. If I write it one
right.
time.
Exactly.
Something just happens in my mind. So,
what else you got for me, man?
Well, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, you know, I've got some other stuff we're going to talk about. But Combat Speed LLC, that's where you can find Mr. Harrington. He's you're pretty booked up already for the year, aren't you?
I'm working pretty solid through the end of the year. I've been traveling for the last 6 weeks. I just got back from a PA New York training gig. It was a 14-day cycle, 14 days. But everything's going well.
There, yeah. So stay tuned. Pay attention to what he's doing. Stay tuned. You'll find a class you can get into. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Democratic debates last night on ABC covered many topics. One hot issue was on gun violence. Beto O'Rourke took 2 weeks off from campaigning after 22 people were killed in his hometown of El Paso. He was asked if he would eliminate assault rifles if elected.
Hell yes! We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
O'Rourke said as president, the government would buy back weapons he said are designed to kill people on the battlefield.
The high-impact, high-velocity rounds sound when it hits your body shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield, not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers.
Pacific Gas and Electric and a group of insurers have reached an $11 billion settlement to cover most of the claims from the 2017 and 2018 wildfires in California. That includes the fire that killed 86 people in the town of Paradise. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. And we just had another technical breakdown. But that's okay because we'll get through it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory, the home of Providence, the home of the binary trigger, the home of Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We'll see if we can't get that fixed yet again. But I get to talk to Super Dave Harrington, the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. How many newbies do you ever teach?
Actually, I think you'd really be surprised. Even with the private gigs that I do and the open enrollment, I don't have a vetting process per se. And the bottom line is people in general, if they don't have a frame of reference to evaluate their ability level or their skill level, generally think they're a little better than what they actually are.
Right.
And that's cool. You know, confidence is key. But the point I'm trying to make is I always have to deal with varying skill levels. One aspect of it is I run a program, which I have a little different approach, you know, in respect to teaching a class or running a program. I run a program. Generally, when you're running a class, things could very easily default to the lowest common denominator, whereas I don't do that. I don't allow that to take place. I run a program, and regardless of skill level, Everybody is allowed to operate in their own time and space as they see fit, so they can focus on relaxing and performing. So that basically puts it on me to do a very rapid assessment of where that individual's at, so I can coach them individually. We may be trying to accomplish the same tasks, and yes, there are times I have to tell people, hey, you know, you got to get with the program. And whatever that means to them, it's time for them to step up and get with the program. And pretty much that's when learning occurs. It's in the doing of it. You know, learn by doing.
Right. I guess.
But it does vary. The skill levels vary greatly. But the key point is per individual, I give them the guidance they need based on my assessment of their skill. It helps, you know, prevent people from outrunning their headlights. But it also allows, you know, freedom of thought and freedom of action to perform as well as you can, you know, if you're a skilled individual. There's no limiting factors. I try to eliminate any and every distraction or limiting factors, you know, to my approach to training.
Well, my problem with the newbies, though, is not so much. See, I would love to send every newbie to somebody at your level simply because I think the learning curve for them accelerates when they're with somebody that actually knows how to get past some of the things that they're going to bring with them, some of the misconceptions they're going to bring with them. But the problem is that with the newbies, they go to a gun shop. And they get with the gun buyer, and I mean, there's no way to get around this, or the gun salesman, rather. And then the gun salesman gets out there, and they're like, well, I'm going to concealed carry class, and I need a gun that's good for self-defense. They'll sell them a Glock 10mm, for example. And you and I, Dave and I talked about this earlier today. We're both guys that can handle a Glock 10mm, but did you start with a 10mm?
No way, dude. I started with a 22.
A 22, which you developed the skills necessary to be able to handle the 10mm with a lesser caliber. You worked on the technique and not the flinch and developing the bad habits and, oh, the pain, and my gosh, this kicks so hard.
Yeah, the first handgun I shot was a Smith & Wesson 22-32 kit gun, which is a six-round revolver. My dad had me down on the river when I was five.
Right.
Learn how to use a handgun.
Whereas with this newbie who... So how many people do you come to you? Do you have to take them aside and say, listen, that's a really good gun you've got, except it's a little more than you need at this particular point?
Well, never in that respect of the gun being a caliber issue. But the hidden piece to the caliber issue is the size of the gun and the size of the shooter's hands.
Right.
One big misconception out there is that, you know, the compact or the subcompact pistol is the way to go. And the fact of the matter is compacts and subcompacts, depending on the make and manufacturer, are much more difficult to handle than a standard size, what I would consider a, you know, standard to medium size modern combat handgun. The compacts and subcompacts are very heavily sprung, which makes it physically difficult to cycle the action. And there's not a lot of gun to hold on to in the first place.
Right.
So if you have any, you know, if you have a 9mm or larger caliber, it's going to be a handful when it goes bang. But it's kind of like in vogue to have the, you know, the smallest possible handgun you can carry comfortably. But there's a trade-off. They're extremely, you know, the compact, subcompacts are extremely difficult to shoot well. And it depends on your, you know, your body size, body type, in respect to you know, the type of handgun that basically suits you as an individual. I generally do not recommend anything other than a G19, a Gen 5, G19, or a G45, 9mm.
Right.
But, you know, for an entry-level cat, spend your money on, you know, get what you pay for, which absolutely happens with a Gen 5 Glock. Get you a good holster, reserve magazine carriers, some extra magazines, and spend your money on range time and ammunition and practice and get good.
How many? Well,
Go ahead.
No, well, I go ahead and finish your thought, please.
Well, the point in closing to that statement is, you know, until an individual makes the decision that they are going to start paying attention and learn how to shoot a handgun well, it's all, you know, fantasy and armchair quarterbacking. You got to get out there and shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
The truth is in training and practicing.
You're going to fight the way you practice, aren't you?
To an extent, but that's another question, dude.
Well, we
can expand on that very easily.
Well, let's expand on that in the next segment if we can. Dave Harrington is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. I know a great many instructors that I respect, like James Yeager, Steve Fisher. They go to train with Dave, which tells me about the level of instruction that he's slinging out there. It's beyond what you're going to find in most cases. And, you know, and every Friday he's been coming here and we're talking combat pistol craft. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are going.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Let me see if this works. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Well, no, it doesn't work. So, anyway, Franklin Armory, they are the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of the Reformation Line. They are the home of Providence. And I have a really nice spot to play if the computer doesn't die. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking with Dave Harrington, and I may have opened up a can of worms with him, but I want to go ahead and let's just pull this apart. Have you ever heard of Miyamoto Musashi?
Of course, man.
So he had this little saying. Yeah.
Samurai Blazeman.
Yeah. He had this saying that you are bound to fight the way you have trained. What do you think of that?
It is true in some cases, yes. But I make I differentiate on two levels. I split it into two levels. One, the mechanics of what you're involved in and the physical conditioning required to, progress your skill. Whatever it is, performance oriented. This
right.
just so happens to be the use of guns. Can be divided into, strict marksmanship skill, understanding of, applied shooting mechanics and fighting with guns or combat marksmanship. You can be as skilled as you want to be and still do something stupid and get rolled up.
I
mean?
I do.
You gotta be able to think on your feet. You've got to be able to rapidly collect information, process it, prioritize it, make a decision and take action. As it relates to your, specific circumstances, immediate surroundings, you've got to be paying attention to aspects of terrain analysis, using the terrain to your advantage, not to mention the appropriate use of cover and concealment with your movement. There's a lot of factors that you simply can't create in the training environment that, civilians have access to. But you should always strive to make your training as realistic as possible. You understand what I mean?
Well,
Yes, but I mean, it's harder to explain, isn't it, than it is to do? Because when I'm squaring up with a target, I'm trying to take my mind into the fight or flight, let's go combat kind of mindset, to where I'm going to engage this target vigorously. Is that the difference between combat marksmanship and marksmanship, where with one you're trying to hit a target in a certain way, and combat marksmanship you're engaging?
True, that's one way of looking at it. But as real quick, to do a quick review of marksmanship and combat marksmanship.
Please.
Marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to apply the principles of marksmanship to a firearm and produce a shot group. Combat marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to deliver fast, accurate, and lethal fire on the enemy without hesitation in adverse conditions within your rules of engagement. There's a lot more moving parts.
Right.
You know, you should have whatever skill, marksmanship skill that you possess is the baseline for your confidence to fight with guns. So it's a parasitic relationship. Your combat marksmanship ability, I see it as a separate issue. It's a different level of mental conditioning and understanding of what needs to be done and how it needs to be done. You need to, the skill at arms that you have is what you have to do that with.
Right.
So you have to polish, both sides of the coin.
But along with that, would you say that a combat marksman, a really good combat gunfighter, for example, would you say that he may be a little superior to the marksman at decision making?
Yes. And that would, my immediate evaluation of that statement, or agreeing with it, supporting it, is based on performance. Because your combat or your marksmanship skills need to progress into combat marksmanship ability. And if an individual, just by the grace of God, possesses sharper reflexes, understands mental agility and possesses it, and can process information much more rapidly, is set up for success. Because the bottom line is, the faster you can process your surroundings and make a decision, is based on your mental agility to do so. But you've got to be paying attention in the first place. If you're not paying attention, doesn't matter how well you can process information. That's why they call it an ambush, man, because ambushes work. You got to be paying attention 100% of the time.
Paying attention and aware?
You have to be paying attention 100% of the time.
Okay. So for the, how many newbies have come to you, and you've been able to watch them start from the newbie portion of it, and they've come back to you maybe a couple of times, and you've seen them mature to the point to where they're becoming a combat marksman? Does that happen once or twice?
That happens quite often. The one thing I know and understand about performance-oriented anything, my primary responsibility to the client is conditioning the client. I just happen to be using guns in order to do that. That's what they want to do. I know and understand it. So I use, weapons training as a vehicle to improve the individual. That's got to happen first. You've got to instill the desire in an individual to want to be better.
Right.
Because the fact of the matter is, if you don't want to be better, guess what, dude? You're not going to do what it takes to be better.
Is there any such thing?
That's the first hurdle.
With combat pistol craft, now, like with the martial arts, for example, there's certain people that are just more coordinated. They have a better range of motion, better range of movement, better sense of movement. Is learning curve for combat pistol shorter than the learning curve would be for a more physical, hands-on martial art?
Not at all. But it would probably be just as expensive.
Yeah. No doubt about
that. Because that's a limiting factor. Surprisingly, not to mention the expense in, kit and equipment and ammunition, your time is your most valuable commodity. And some people simply do not have or can make time to train and practice like they should, like they know they should. But that's not a end all. I've got a good friend of mine, Kevin Berger. This dude can go, 6 minutes, 6 days, 6 weeks, or 6 months without touching a handgun. But he knows and understands how to run it, operate it well.
Right.
And he does. I used him as a crash test dummy on the range today, working, finalizing some exercises. But one thing I'd like to make clear is, regardless of your skill level, in today's environment, society, if you choose to go forth armed in the protection of yourself, family, or others, your skill level matters, but based on your skill level, the responsibility is the same.
Right. And with that, we're out of time, Dave. We will continue to expand on this as we go. Thank you for joining me this evening. Have a good weekend.
Have a good evening, Mr. Bill. Take care.
Yes, sir. All right. Coming up next, hour number two, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.